Case of the six root afflictions, we've finished with the first five, yeah, attachment, anger, pride, ignorance, and doubt. So we finish with the first five. Here. So in essence, then what is attachment? Well, it is a mind that is desirous or attached to a particular object. Yeah. Then anger is a malice towards sentient beings and sources of suffering. Then pride, which is an inflating of the mind, yeah? In dependence upon the view of the transitory collection. And then ignorance in this context, so according to the presentation of the higher and lower Abhidhammas, ignorance is it's essentially a mind that is that does not know its object. Okay, so we look at the afflicted views today. So the afflicted views are of five types, yeah? So the view of the transitory collection, the view holding on to an extreme, the conception of a view as a bad view as supreme, the conception of bad ethics and mode of conduct as supreme, and then wrong view. Okay, so let's look at the first one, the view of the transitory collection. So according to the compendium of knowledge, the higher Abhidhamma, so the view of the transitory collection is any endurance, desire, intelligence, conception, or view which views the five appropriated aggregates as a real I and mind, and it has the function of acting as a support for all views. So, what exactly is the entity of the view of the transitory collection? So, as it's said here, so it is an afflicted wisdom that observes the appropriated aggregates and apprehends them to be a real I and mind. So what is the reason for calling this a view, the view of the transitory collection? So as it is said in the Namrim Chenmo, since the transitory is impermanent and a collection is manifold, the basis which it views is simply phenomena that are impermanent and manifold. However, one designates the name view of the transitory collection in order to indicate that a permanent and unitary person does not exist. So the object of observation of this view of the transitory collection is essentially our aggregates, yeah? the aggregates in one's continuum. By observing our contaminated or appropriated aggregates, then a sense of I arises. And then one apprehends this I to be self-sufficient and substantially existent. Now when we talk about the I, the person, the self. Yeah. So obviously the I, the person, the self exists. But the question is, how does the I, for example, how does the self, how does the person exist? So there are many, many views on the existence of the self or the I, isn't it? Yeah. For example, is the I impermanent or permanent?
어떻게네? 다른 눈이 뭐 가서는 남겼다. 나 강사 세디 여바디 다 두다 뭐 장면 두기야. 그리고 다 나 강사 예 세디 다 장면 두야지. 대도 그래. 다 뭐 진단나? 대도 다 나 강사 세디 뭐 진단나? 다 치료보다 남배차네. 다 뭐 진단 매도 있고요. 그리고 폐지에 다 치료범 폐치와 다 두다 뭐 폐치기 치료비 두다 뭐 폐치기 다 망 강사 세리 아니 딱바이 봐 집부이 봐 랑왕이 봐시다 딱히네시.
So obviously the I, the self, the person exists. Yeah, yeah. I think all philosophical traditions assert that there's a self, there's a person, there's an I. But so that's not the question. The question is as to how does this I or the person exist? Yeah. So there are numerous views on this. Yeah. So while everyone would, all philosophical systems would agree that an I exists, yeah. But if you look at the vast majority of the non-Buddhist philosophical systems, yeah, while they do assert that there's a self, there's an I, but the vast majority of the non-Buddhist philosophical systems conceive the I to be permanent, single or unitary, and independent. So the vast majority of these non-Buddhist philosophical systems are said this essentially a soul. Yeah.
어떻게니? 다 도다이 다디 다카소 다 다디 양코 다기 다세디 콜라 타마이메 타마이메 다 딘데기 양 내서 막 보시는 거야. 로 강대 다
Okay, so while the vast majority of these non-Buddhist philosophical systems assert that there's a soul, there's a person that is permanent, single or unitary, and independent. While they assert that there's such a soul, then there are also, but there are differing opinions as to whether such a soul or such a person has a beginning, and whether such a person will have an end.
어떻게 따뜻하니 따뜻해 랑기 루셈레 아니 지금 타대베 다 여와도시 아니 지금 가서래. 랑기 루셈레 타대베 아니 지금 가서 해보기 다 딱지랑 하시면 다시 여바도 하시다 치르고 망치기로 와.
So yeah, in essence, most of these non-Buddhist philosophical systems assert that that the I or the self is something that is different from one's body and mind. Yeah. Yeah, and then this self or this I or this soul is permanent. It is single unitary, and it is independent.
앞에는 나 강사 세리 나중 먼저 중도 깨봤냐 단답도 딱 세리 곧집 교환만 들어서 딱나 세리 중대시 그리고 풍보를 교환 두고 열었냐 나딱 세리 곧집 와도 중대는 들어오지 먼저 나차라야 되겠지.
So while from the time of our birth up to the present moment, our body has undergone numerous changes. Yeah. But when we think of ourselves, you know, when we look at ourselves, you know, we feel as if it's the same person, right? From day one up to now, we feel that we are the same, you know? Right? Same, not changing, right? Isn't it? Yeah, while our body has changed, undergone a lot of change since birth up to the present moment. But then but naturally, somehow we conceive of ourselves as having not changed. It's the same old me, isn't it? Yeah. Right? And basically based on this kind of concept or this feeling, so vast majority of the non-Buddhist philosophical systems thereby have asserted that, you know, that there is an I or there's a self that is separate, different from one's body and mind, you know. Yeah, one's body and mind may change, but you know, the I, you know, is always there, the same, permanent and unitary and independent. So this is the position of vast majority of the non-Buddhist systems. Well, the Buddhist position is radically different. So the Buddhist position is that, of course, there is an I, there's a self, there's a person. But however, the I, the self, or the person is never permanent, it's not permanent, it is not single, and it is not independent. Right, so the Buddhist position is that such a self or soul, a person that is permanent, unitary and independent, does not exist whatsoever. So in this context, when we talk about the lack of a self, selflessness, the self that doesn't exist is the self that is, or is the self or the I that is self-sufficient and substantially existent. So in this context, selflessness refers to the lack of a self-sufficient, substantially existent person. So the self-sufficient, substantially existent person, yeah, which doesn't exist, of course. So essentially, they're saying that there isn't a self that does not. Whose existence does not depend on the body and mind. There isn't such a self whose existence does not depend on the body and mind, and there isn't such a self that is separate, different from the body and mind, and there isn't a self that is like an owner or the controller of the body and mind. Yeah.
Okay,
so there isn't a self or a person that is self-instituting, you can say. Able to stand on its own without depending on the body and mind. Such a kind of self does not exist whatsoever.
That
So how does the person, or how do we exist, and how does the I exist, how does the person exist? So you know the definition already, isn't it? Right? An I exists. The I is that which is imputed independence upon any of the five aggregates. Yeah. So this is what the I or the person is. That which is imputed independence upon any of the five aggregates.
Tell a matembe, ani tsuktuki, ani maji, ma kansa se yomaris. That on the dark men se di parita.
Okay, so this is how the I exists. So there cannot be an I that is self established, able to stand on its own feet without depending on the body and mind. So such a kind of I does not exist. So it is selfless. Yeah, such a kind of I does not exist. So to summarize, what is the view of the transitory collection? The view of the transitory collection focuses on what? Observes what? The aggregates, isn't it? The body and mind, isn't it? And then based on observing this body and mind, the sense of I arises. As in the view of the transitory collection apprehends this I, conceives this I to be self-sufficient and substantially existent. So this is what is called the view of the transitory collection. So this is the meaning of self-sufficient. When we talk about a self-sufficient, substantially existent person, which does not exist, isn't it? So self-sufficient refers to, self-sufficient means being able to stand on his own, independent of the body and mind, or without, he can exist by his own power without depending on the body and mind. Something separate from the body and mind, they can act as a controller or owner of the body and mind. So such a kind of self does not exist. Exist? Hello? Good morning? Yabukiwo? Huh?
So the tambu chitan da yu da me sentila chik da na kwa ra kwa chi na da ton da ta ki dirwa da chire bu mang che gi da da se na se di kande se na da pa res chik bu ha res rong ha res da lu dan jia wa me di da zho shi da du gu ya da da ton da.
Most people, and in particular, if you hold on to a philosophical view, right? You look at most of the non-Buddhist philosophical views, yeah, when they try to explain to you what on earth is the soul or I, isn't it? So essentially, they say that all of us know we have a soul. It is permanent. It's never changing. It is one piece, solid, unitary, and it is independent, Right? It is independent, right? So there's such a soul. We talk about soul, right? And essentially, that's what it is, the assertion, yeah? So the thing is, this is what most people say, and then we Buddhists, we say that, calling it idea. Such a kind of soul does not exist, Such a kind of self does not exist. So this self which doesn't exist becomes selfless, yeah? Yeah, well. The Buddhist position is that, you know, one can never ever posit, you know, or claim that an I is permanent. One can never ever posit or claim that self, the person, the I, is unitary or single. And one can never ever explain or claim that the I is independent. So the Buddhist position is that, no, we can only talk about the I independence on the body and mind. You know, we can only conceive of the I or talk about the I in relation to the body and mind. You cannot talk about an I that is completely separate from the body and mind. You know, there's no relation to the body and mind, isn't it? What do you think? So when we focus on our contaminated body and mind, and based on that, you know, when then we have, there's a sense of I arising, and then when we conceive of this I or ourselves, we conceive of ourselves or I, me, to be self-sufficient, substantially existing, then this conception is called the view of the transitory collection. Okay, so here in this context, the view of the transitory collection is apprehending the I to be self-sufficient, substantially existent.
And
what is the job of the view of the transitory collection? It functions as a support for all views. So the view of the transitory collection is the basis for the arising of all the other afflictions, yeah? Isn't it? So, based on holding on to a self-sufficient, substantially existing me, I, then one conceives of I and others strongly, and then leading on from that, then we become attached to the people who we think are on our side, and then we get upset or we get angry at those who are not on my side, those, especially if you get upset at those who are against me, right? So that's how holding on to the I as self-sufficient, substantially existent, this is how it becomes, is how it induces the other afflictions. So the view of the transitory collection essentially can be divided into two, conception of I and conception of mind. So when we hold on to the I as self-sufficient, substantially existent, then there's a conception of an I, the view of the transcendental collection, that is a conception of an I, and then based on that, then you have a conception of a mind. So if you want to divide the view of the transitory collection, then there are 20 of them. 20 of them, right? So the view of forms as a self, the view of the self as possessing forms, the view of forms as mind, and the view of the self as abiding in forms. Similarly, due to the divisions into four, each with respect to feelings, discrimination, composition of factors, and consciousness, then altogether you have 20.
4 times 5. So
view of forms as a self, while the form aggregate is not the self, one apprehends it to be the self. One apprehends that form as self. So while the self does not possess a form, so here there's a view of the self as possessing forms. But when we talk about the self possessing forms, we're talking about the self possessing forms by its nature.
Yeah. 아니 내방 때부터 와티
직지. And while the self does not abide in forms, then there's a view of the self as abiding in forms.
어떻게 들었다? 딱 내봤을 때 뭐니 내봤다 왔어요. 딱 독수자네.
So abiding in forms is referring to abiding in form by its nature. So while that was about the view of the self as abiding in forms, self. So now we're talking about the form depending on the self.
Yeah.
Well, the form does not abide in the eye or depend on the eye, but here, then there's a view. Seeing is seeing the form as depending on the eye or abiding in the eye, or the self.
독신이 다 뛰어쳐줘봐. 다 가서 봐. 자체 다 모인 얘기 있어. 독신이 잘 보이지? 대승구열에.
So these, when you have to look in, look at these four in terms of whether it is possessing forms or abiding in forms, and you have to look at it as possessing forms by its nature or abiding in forms by its nature.
어떻게 지방 밟거든요, 마시원한 시에 가서나.
So the self and the aggregates are different, yeah. But they're not essentially different. They're not different in nature. Really? The self and the aggregates are different, but they're not essentially different. That means they're not different in nature, right? So likewise, you apply the understanding to, you know, what we just talked about, for example, the view of the self as possessing forms. Yeah. So seeing the self as possessing forms by its nature, for example. So remember in the selflessness teachings, for example, that we say that the self is not truly existent because it is not truly one with the aggregates or truly different from the aggregates, right?
This one leave it sight, okay? Okay, that you do. That's what I did. That Jita said in Mosun, that Tawanga said Jita said the Kanji, the cigarettes, and nga ranja tibi jesu matupa la ranja tibi jesu tupa tae loji la ta jita se ta tila nga jime jita nga jime jita ni yores ta ti nyena tiki orta.
At the end of the day, if you get this summary, then it is sufficient. What is the view of the transitivity collection? It is a mind that apprehends or the things of, or conceives of the self or the person or the I to be self-sufficient, substantially existent, while it is not. That's it. And when and you, there is a then there is a view of the transitory collection. There is a conception of an I, and there is one that is a conception of mine. So, that's it.
Rawa ta tanda ni rangi lusen le ani ngo ta debi ani ta se te ngadu lo lo chik chak bidwa. Rawa ngadu samay ta do kala nga se do kala rangi lusen sem le ngo ta debi ani nga se te lo lo chak bidwa. Rawa chuk tu bashi pungbo le deba me mas.
Don't we all think of ourselves as something essentially different from our body and mind? We have this feeling that, you know, the we and ourselves, me, I, is something that is of a different entity, different nature from the body and mind. Something separate from the body and mind, something independent of the body and mind, you know. And then he acts as like kind of a controller, right? Isn't it? Don't we all have that feeling? The idea?
Rava, the pena ngai lu sutu kala ngai sim sim join tu kala ta karsana tele lokpa shita tele ta mo lokpe ani nga se si yoba si ma tsuchak tu kala.
So when we think, oh my body, oh my mind, when we think my body, you know, the one, the I that possesses the body, you know, we have this very strong feeling that it is something essentially separate, you know, from the body, you know, of a different nature from the body, different entity from the body. We have this strong feeling, you know, of an I that is an owner of the body and mind. An owner that is separate from the body and mind. You know, not the body and mind, but something separate from the body and mind, and owns it and controls the body and mind. We have such a feeling, no? No? Don't have?
So you're seeking meza.
I'm just saying he realized the offense because he said no.
You don't feel that.
That's not that. That Tindegi, that Tedo was a lot of chow and nothing. That for him. But the own Juni, that Pumbo, the German, that Rama, those, that was some not in the college of Mudwa.
Yeah, we definitely do operate in such a way that we think that I am separate, really completely separate from my body and mind. I am like the owner of my body and mind. You know, so an I that is independent of my body and mind. I own my body and mind. So there's this kind of this kind of idea, isn't it? So this mind, if you want to give it a technical name, this mind is the view of the transitory collection. So this kind of mind is called the view of the transitory collection, and it is an afflicted view. It is not wisdom, because it is holding on to something that doesn't exist. And it's believing, you know, in something that which doesn't exist in the first place. Yeah. So while there are times where such a mind view of the transitory collection is given the name intelligence, or wisdom, it is not the correct wisdom. It's intelligence. If you have any questions about Jikta, you can ask about it now. There's in view of the transitory collection, no? In Tibetan, it's just Jikta. In English, it's like blah, 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 blah. Hello, good morning. Our self-service.
Maybe you sing song.
If the question is not good, then...
Yeah, I also don't know how to ask. I try. So just now, it was mentioned that the view of the transitory collection observe the aggregate. Then a sense of I arises. So, what's the difference between this aggregate that is observed and the sense of I that arises? And then the view of the transitory collection apprehend this sense of I to be self-supporting, substantially existent. Or does it apprehend the aggregate as self-supporting, substantially existent? I mean, basically, there are two things. Right? First, it observes the five aggregate. Then after that, there is a sense of I that arises.
What observes?
The view of transitory collection, right? Yeah. Then there is a sense of I that arises. And then this, what is the difference between these two? That's the first question. Second question, the view of transitory collection apprehend this sense of I to be self-supporting, substantially existent, not the aggregate. Mention two things, right? First is the aggregate, then the sense of I that arises. Then the view, this afflicted wisdom, apprehend the sense of I, not the aggregate, as self-supporting, substantially existent. Yeah.
I thought I'd make clear that, no?
Then what is the difference between... Yes, you make clear. Then what is the difference between the five aggregate and this, the five aggregate and this sense of I? I mean, how come this afflicted wisdom doesn't apprehend the aggregate as self-supporting, substantially existent. It apprehends this sense of I.
What's your question now?
Okay, what's the difference between the aggregate and this sense of I? Yeah.
You are saying... why the view of the transitory collection does not apprehend the aggregates as self-sufficient, substantially existent.
Yeah. And also why this sense of I? Is it something that is validly existing or don't exist? The self, I, and person definitely exist. Yeah. No doubt about it. Yeah.
The question is not about whether it exists. No. The question is about how it exists. How does the self, I, or person exist?
我读心，这咋答？这个学问能行的，但南北西人都讲了，这种答我看啥的，碰过了点大什么的事，碰过了我点边答人家话是下土嘛的事，他都到南北去送过来。
So the Buddhist position is that the self or the person or the I is that which is imputed. The person is that which is imputed independent upon any of the five aggregates. The Buddhist position doesn't know how to explain a self or a person that exists without depending on the aggregates.The Buddhist position is that the self, the person, yeah, the self and the aggregates are one entity. That's the Buddhist position. The self and the aggregates are one entity. They are not separate entities.
다당풍보수도그냥가와다품만낭신때과랑로먹보지여봐있나한뒤기야말다당풍보수도가와다품만낭신때모소스는여봐있나한뒤기야말
So yeah, if the Buddhist position is that you know, it is wrong to conceive of the self and the aggregates as essentially different, just as we would think.Just as we conceive of a pillar and a vase as different. A pillar and a vase are essentially different entities. Yeah. But if you think that that is how the self and the aggregates are related to one another, essentially different entities, then we are wrong. So why is the self and the aggregates one entity? Why? If the self and the aggregates are different entity, then if you eliminate the aggregates one after another, after you have eliminated, you know, if you look for the So if the self and the aggregates are essentially different entity, then you should be able to find a self apart from the aggregates, isn't it? So then if you then eliminate all the form aggregate and discrimination one after another. So at the end, even if you eliminated all five, then at the end of the day, you should be able to point, hey, there, ah, the self is there. If you can point to a self, that exists separate from the aggregates after you've eliminated one by one, it's not the form, it's not the discrimination or the feeling, and so forth, these are compositional factors. And then the consciousness, at the end of it, the illumination process, if you can still find the I or there's an I, then you can say, oh yeah, the self and the aggregates are different entity. But you can't, yeah? You will not be able to find such a self. you get the idea of one entity, you know? I don't think so. I have a feeling you're not getting it. Yeah, we are not getting it, definitely. You think of a vase and a pillar, yeah? The vase and the pillar are, not only are they different, they are essentially different. They have a different nature, different entity. They're not one entity, isn't it? So, you know, if you destroy the pillar, no? You completely destroy the pillar, eliminate all its parts, no? At the end of the day, you'll still be able to find a vase separate from the pillar, isn't it? It doesn't matter what you do to the pillar, isn't it? Blow it out or whatever, you still have a vase. Because the vase is essentially different from the pillar. It's of a different entity, isn't it? Right? Yeah, so for this reason, therefore, you think about it, you know, the reality is that the self and the aggregates are one entity. You will not be able to point or talk about a self that is of a different entity, separate entity from the aggregates. Not possible, yeah. So the view of the transitory collection refers to this conception of such an I that is completely distinctly different from the aggregates, a separate entity from the aggregates, yeah. Isn't it? Which doesn't exist, right? But there's a mind which believes that such an I exists, isn't it? So this is called the view of the transitory collection. The view of the transitory collection apprehends such an I. It doesn't apprehend the aggregates. So the aggregates is the object of observation of this view of the transitory collection. Based on observing the aggregates, you know, then one conceives of an I. Yeah, and a sense of I arises. And then the view of the transitory collection apprehends this I, basically, to be self-sufficient, substantially existent, completely separate, different entity from the body and mind, separate from the body and mind. So the text says that, you know, the view of the transitory collection is an afflicted wisdom that observes what? Observes the appropriated aggregates and then apprehends them to be a real I and mind. So, the words seem to be saying that, you know, the view of the transitory collection is apprehending the aggregates, yeah, to be self-sufficient and what have you. Yeah. While the words seem to be saying that, and I think it's difficult to posit that. Yeah. So you think about it, you have to posit, you know, what we have been discussing so far.
Hello, Karen Pushe. In the last, the more difficult part of the lorik, we have concluded that in the position of Sarah J, the object of engagement is, non-existent. Yeah. So for here, can we say that the object of engagement for this view of the transitory collection is not the five appropriated aggregates, but is that real I and mind that arise in the mind? Because the object of engagement of a wrong consciousness, like remember we were saying about seeing one moon as two moon, and then the object of engagement of a consciousness that see one moon as two moon does not exist. So in the same way, can we say that therefore we have to also use the same reasoning to say that therefore the object of engagement of this view is necessarily similar?
I think essentially, what is the object of engagement of this mind?
You're saying that, yeah? Object of engagement.
So we do not posit a object of the mode of apprehension for this mind. But if you want to posit, say for debate, you want to say, then we don't posit the I, isn't it? Rather, we posit the self-sufficient, substantially existent present I, which does not exist, the non-existent one. Yeah. The view of the transitory collection doesn't just apprehend the I, isn't it? No, yeah? It apprehends the self-sufficient, substantially existent I, a person, which is a non-existent. And in general, we don't posit an object or the mode of apprehension for this consciousness. But if you want to say what is the object or mode of apprehension, then we say, okay, lah, this one. So, yeah.
What?
Can I clarify my understanding? Could I say that in this view of transitory collection, the object of observation of object of observation would be the aggregates, whereas the subject aspect would be the self-sufficient I or mind?
Number. The aspect is that, yeah, the self-sufficient, substantially existent. Okay, next. What is the view holding to an extreme? It is any endurance, desire, intelligence, conception, or view which views the five appropriated aggregates as being either permanent or annihilated, And yes, the function of hindering definite emergence by means of the middle path. Okay, so essentially it is an afflicted wisdom which observes the self that is held by the view of the transitory collection and apprehends it to be either permanent or annihilated. So it says it is an afflicted wisdom which observes something. What does it observe? The self that is held by the view of the transitory collection, yeah. So what is that? You think it is the self sufficient substantially existent person, is it? So the object of observation of this view is the self that is held by the view of the transitory collection. So does this mean the self-sufficient substantially existent person, or it just means the I, the self? Well, if we posit the object observation to be just the I person self. If we posit that to be the object observation, yeah, just the I person or self. So the view of the view holding on to the extreme is holding on to such an I person and self as either being permanent or it's kind of weird to say annihilated, yeah. Yeah, so annihilated here means referring to holding on to a self that does not go on to the next life. So if we assert that the object of observation is the conventional I, the conventional self or I person, right? So the view holding on to an extreme is the mind which focuses on the I, the conventional self, and holds on to it as either being permanent, forever, not changing, or annihilated, holding on to it as something that will not move on to the next life. So, as stated in the Lamrim Chenmo, yeah. So the view holding on to an extreme is an afflicted wisdom which, observing the self that is held by the view of the transitory collection, views it as either being permanent in the sense of not, of being unchanging, or being annihilated in the sense of not transmigrating to future life after this life. So therefore, since this, what is the function of this the view holding on to the extreme? Therefore, since this bad view causes one to fall to the extremes of permanence and annihilation, it is the principal obstacle to progressing on the middle way or the middle path, free from these extremes. So next, what is the conception of a bad view as supreme? It is any endurance, desire, intelligence, conception or view which views and the locus of the views, that is, the five appropriated aggregates, to be supreme, to be chief, to be superior, and to be excellent. It has the function of acting as a support for strongly adhering to bad views. So it is an afflicted wisdom that observes other bad views and the aggregates, the locus independence on which they arise, and holds them to be supreme. So it is an afflicted wisdom that observes other bad views, isn't it? So what are these bad views that is observed by this mind? So as I said in the Lambrin Chembu, they are the view of the transitory collection, the conception of a bad view as supreme or wrong view. So these are the three views. So the view, the conception of a bad view as supreme is observing any of these three. And holding on to them as holding them the, basically to be supreme. So the object observation is not just other bad views, isn't it? Yeah, he says it is an afflicted wisdom that observes other bad views and the aggregates of the person who has these views, yeah, and holding on to also these aggregates as supreme, yeah. Okay. So you see, so there are two conceptions of a bad view as supreme, yeah? There's a conception of other bad views as supreme, there's a conception of the aggregates of the person holding on to these views as supreme. Okay, next, what is the conception of bad ethics and modes of conduct as supreme? So, it is any endurance, desire, intelligence, conception of view which views bad ethics and modes of conduct, and the locus of bad ethics and modes of conduct, that is, the five appropriate aggregates, to be purifying, liberating, and delivering. And it is the function of acting as a support for Kedaokang, fruitless fatigue is Kei Lao Kang, right? Yeah, basically it's that. Otherwise, fruitless fatigue is that.
Not that today. That today, I took some shares from that. Danny and Danny, you couldn't learn to do dance. Young Shi Chang so long ago to buy Yawish to shoot down. That a college you pumba the minute out of the Shalani Mojans.
So, just as has been said above, it is an afflicted wisdom which that observes bad ethics motivated by bad views, bad modes of conduct that prescribe physical and mental activities such as wearing animal skins, and the abode of bad ethics and modes of conduct, the five appropriate aggregates, apprehending all of these to be purifying and liberating. So there are people who believe that, you know, certain bad forms of ethics, you know, are cause of liberation. Oh, if I were to practice this, you know, which are bad, but you know, but they believe that, oh, it's a cause of liberation. Or some people believe that, oh, by adopting certain physical or verbal kind of conduct, you know, by engaging in certain physical or verbal conduct, which are by nature bad, and believing that these are cause of liberation. Yeah. So such a mind which believes in these is basically what you call it, the conception of bad ethics and modes of conduct as supreme. So there are people, you know, who really work very hard, you know. But they Kei Lao Kang are doing all the wrong stuff, you know, working so hard, oh, physically and verbally, you know, at the end of the day, thinking that, oh, they're really doing something wonderful to achieve liberation, but at the end of the day it does nothing to achieve liberation, you know. So there's such people, isn't it? So these people believe that, you know, that such conducts lead to liberation which do not. And also there's also a view that apprehends the aggregates in the body and mind of such people to be them good, you know, to be solid, to be superior. So that kind of view is also considered to be a conception of bad ethics and modes of conduct as supreme. Yeah. Okay, I don't think we can look at wrong view today. It's not. But anyway, please read it on your own, and then we will start with the 20 secondary afflictions. So hopefully we will finish soon. Okay, sort of things.